Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
I don't think it was a buzz at all, but maybe you're coming down from the mouse you found inside the doggy's food bin last night. Here's the thing. Do you feel any better because you're certainly not alone in these unwelcome encounters with the vermin kind?
I guess it could have been worse. It could have been like an unwelcomed encounter with a zombie or a vampire.
Oh,
so
zombies.
Sure.
Yeah.
I guess the dead mouse and the dog food is not so bad.
Sure.
There's so many stories on our Facebook page about you guys running into some creatures. My favorite one is Renee, who had a duck in her living room this spring, came in via the fireplace, and there's a picture of the duck sitting in the window.
That's just quackers.
She says, I said, how did you get it out? She said, I caught it in a towel and put it outside. We live on a farm. Never a dull moment.
Yeah, of course.
No big deal.
There you go.
Excuse me, duck. Get out.
Tell us the story of the vermin that came across your front step. 519-741-1067.
Hello, who is this?
It's Marg.
Hey, Marg.
How are you?
Good, and you?
Good. You were talking about vermin in the house.
Yes.
Well, Jennifer will love this one.
That's a good word, vermin.
Vermin, oh. Okay, so I came home one night, went downstairs to go through the rec room. We had double doors out to the patio. I was going down to let my dog out. And as I entered the rec room section and just about to flick on the light, something comes flying past my head. It was a bat.
The worst.
I lost my mind. Forgot about the dog and ran outside.
I always wonder.
I don't blame you at all.
I wonder what the vermin are. What's going through their little brains?
Nothing. They're vermin.
Well, and they fly.
I know.
That's unpredictable.
A
flying mouse. That's what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
That's why I thought, Jennifer, you would like this one. It wasn't dead. It was flying and...
You know, and I don't really feel like a scaredy cat. Like, I'll kill bugs. I don't want to, but I have to. And I even have encountered bats in the wild. And I'm like, oh my gosh, they're almost cute when they're hanging upside down and asleep. It's when they're in my house that I'm like, no.
And Indians in dark and you don't know they're there. I will kill bugs for my child, too. However.
Sneaky. Don't be
didn't
sneaky.
See that coming.
Mark, thanks for the call this morning.
Hi, Country 106.7. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
This was maybe about 40 years ago. My parents were away, and I, you know, don't do the dishes while they're gone. So their dishes are soaking now. They're going to be coming home the next day. And I reached in to, I had soaking dishes, and I reached in and a mouse floated to the top.
Ugh.
Yeah.
In the sink?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Oh, gross.
And the grease and everything, and it was sitting in the water. Gross.
Yeah, no, and then you got to pull it out and throw it in the garbage,
well,
right?
I called my friend next.
Did you?
Yes. Say, Andy, can you come over? And she came over and got it.
There you go.
You know what? And this is really disgusting. Sometimes they fall in the pool, and the pool filter, sucks them out. And there's, I don't know, but if your mouse in your sink looks like the mice that I pulled out of the pool filter, I'm so sorry that you'll never forget that.
Thank you.
Have a good day, Sue.
Hi, Country 106.7. Who's this?
Sonia.
Hi, Sonia.
Me and my boyfriend used to have a trailer, and due to a car accident, we didn't have it anymore, so we had to get rid of our campsite that we had. So we bought a tent, another cot, because he had a cot from before. And while we were setting up at a new campsite, because we went camping for the weekend, I opened the one that was from his shed, and out comes a mouse nest with three baby skeleton mice in it. And I freaked out like a little schoolgirl.
There's no shame in that, Sonia.
No, of course not.
No.
And I
did your boyfriend swoop into the rescue?
No, because he was out shopping for groceries, which never really happens, but...
Good timing on his part.
No kidding. And my neighbors all kind of came out of their tents and their trailers and were looking at me, and I'm, squirming and everything like that, and they come over, are you okay? And I'm like, dead mice, tent, dead mice, tent.
I bet you've been happily doing the grocery shopping ever since.
I always do the grocery shopping.
There you go.
How else does he get fed?
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.